Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, June 12th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for being here. So many of you are up early, whether you're getting your workouts on, getting ready for work, maybe you are just getting home, and we appreciate you listening. That's what the pre-show is all about. It's all about you guys. We do this for you. We don't, technically, our contracts say we don't have to start till 6 o'clock.
But they
We come half hour early just for you guys. So that's what mine says. What does yours say?
I don't know, actually. I have to check.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Just ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
I actually have no plans this weekend, which is really nice.
Wow. So you can just like chill. It's been like kind of crazy for the past few weeks around here.
Oh, so. Yeah. And then not only that, but I'm getting ready to go to San Diego next weekend and the following weekend. So this weekend, it's like, okay, embrace for impact because it's going to get a little crazier. But I think it's going to be fun because we'll see friends and family.
Are you just, are you guys driving out both times?
The first, next weekend, we're flying and it's a one-nighter. And that is for our friend's wedding reception.
Uh-huh.
And then the next weekend, we're driving. So we'll have a little bit more time, take our time. We'll have a couple more days and we'll see our friend's new house that they just bought. We're going to be staying with them. And then we'll be celebrating a late Father's Day for my dad and his side of the family.
Oh, that's cool. The reason I asked about flying versus driving is just, I feel like the drive to LA, it's like, okay, whatever. I have no issues. But why is it that drive, that extra hour and that drive to San Diego, It feels like the longest drive ever. I do not like driving to San Diego. LA, fine, no issues. But San Diego, for some reason, seems like it takes forever.
I think I know why, too, because there's this part of the freeway when it turns, it goes like from the 15 to the 215 through like Riverside area.
Yeah, driving through that area sucks.
Oh my God. Not only does it suck, but sometimes when you're going through, like when it turns into Temecula area, there's nothing to look at. It is so boring.
That must be it.
Yeah, and then you finally get into Escondido and you're like, oh, okay, are we there yet? No, not really, but.
The sign for me is when I see that bridge.
Yes.
That's to me like, we're close. Thank God.
And then after that bridge, it's still a lot of nothing.
It's a long time still, but at least in my mind, I'm like, okay, we're somewhat nearby. So that's like my visual cue to, okay, I start like collecting the trash and like I'll put my shoes back on. I'm like, oh, we'll be there soon. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. How have you been? How are you doing?
Good. Last night, just kind of chilled during the day. It was so hot outside. I went to the gym and what's bad when you leave the gym and there's all the sweat you sweat is gone because absorbs it all up. I
yes.
was like, oh. And so went home, just chilled, and then watched the Aces last night. I'm so sad.
Yeah.
They are really going through a slump right now, and Miss Becky is not happy with them.
You know when she's not happy,
oh,
too.
Oh, dang. She is so not happy with them. And I don't know. I felt bad for Asia. She got popped in the nose, got a bloody nose
during the game.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm hoping that she's not going to be out for any games because my gosh, they need her so bad. But yeah, it's just been kind of rough. I was kind of sad because on Wednesdays, there's no new episode of Love Island. So me and my daughter were like, there's no Love Island on tonight.
There was some weird news going on yesterday about Love Island.
Oh gosh, what?
Something about a koala.
koala.
Something about
did a koala. I miss that?
Just search up Love Island koala news. And when I saw this, I didn't want to believe it at first. That someone allegedly got something from a koala.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. One of the girls on the show claims that STDs came from a koala. Nobody did anything with a koala. That was her little claim. She's like, you know, STDs or chlamydia comes from koalas, and somewhere back in history, that's how it transferred to humans. That didn't actually happen. That she was just like acting like, you know, she knew everything.
I'm over here like, I don't know if I want to open this article, you guys. The way that the headlines it seem as if someone got it from a koala.
No, well, that's her claim, that somewhere in history, gotcha, that's how it got transferred to humans.
Jesus. Is like, clickbait, I tell you, man.
I know, you got to be careful reading those headlines. You never know what you're going to get. So, see what you're missing out on? Okay. You're missing out on all of this with Love Island. Come on. Don't you want to jump on board?
What platform is it?
It's on Peacock.
Ooh, I don't have to be Peacock. But if I do a free trial, maybe I'll try to get into Love Island. The way you talk about it.
I would consider letting you use the login just because it's that good.
Really?
No. No, you're like, my friend, of course.
I'll take you up on it. No, I'm just kidding. I won't take your login. No. It gets complicated.
It's all good. You're like family. You're not, aww, you know, I would say she's just my extended family. She lives across town. Don't even worry about it. So yeah, we have a lot coming up on the show today. Don't go anywhere because we've got more of those New Kids on the Block passes for you. Tickets to their residency over at the Park MGM, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is on stage seating, barstool seats, and a meet and greet. That would be so cool. That's coming up at 7:30. Another round of Who's Your Daddy to win tickets for Dad to Battle for Vegas, the celebrity softball game with the VGK taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. That's happening at 9 o'clock, and so much more. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Boys of Summer by the Ataris? Do you want to hear Wonder by Natalie Merchant? They say I must be one of the wonders that's on creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation. Or do you want to hear Butterfly by Crazy Town? Come, my lady, come, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever had one of those days that was just, everything was annoying, like the heat, the dog, the universe? Steph, you kind of got set into a little bit of a spiral yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, so after the show yesterday, I was just in a mood. I'd gotten some news that I can't go much into detail about, but it just got me spiraling, and I just rushed home. I'm like, you know what? Let me leave work. Let me change my environment. But honestly, that didn't help. I go home, I take Momo out to pee, and everything was just putting me in a bad mood. Like, mad at the situation, I'm mad at the heat, I'm mad at Momo because he's taking forever to pee. And then suddenly, something just like the universe gave me a sign. And it was me taking Momo back to our apartment. When all of a sudden, and I've taken this path so many times before, but I noticed my neighbor's doormat, and on my neighbor's doormat, it said, check your energy at the door, with a third eye symbol on it. And it was like, the universe was like, girl, get yourself out of that bad mood. And I think it shifted my mindset just from a single doormat.
Who would have known, like, the person that put that doormat out there would have the power to completely turn your day around just based on their Target purchase.
No kidding.
I prefer the mantra of check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's but check your energy at the door is good too.
You know what? I should knock on that. Hey, I love the doormat, but my friend, she gave me a really better you should try.
There's a better doormat out there for you. Well, I'm so sorry that you were carrying a lot yesterday. I'm always here to talk if you ever need it, but you know, you have this little, you have this moment, and we all have them, and it's nice that the universe will show up for you and just kind of remind you that either things can get better, things will get better, or maybe you just need to kind of step outside of a situation for a second, you know?
Yeah, thank you for that. I know that you're always there for me. I think it's sometimes it's hard for me when I'm upset about something to vocalize and express myself. And then the other thing too is just like, I need to learn how to vocalize it and express it too. But have you ever gotten something like that, like a sign from the universe, like something that you really needed when you needed it the most?
Well, this is, I mean, and I know some people do not believe in this stuff at all, but like there is this one specific tarot card reader on TikTok. And if I get these tarot card readers, it's like, if you're seeing this on June 12th, this is your reading for the day. I usually just scroll right past. But there's this one specific girl who nails my life every single time I scroll, come up on her. So when she comes up on my page, I literally stop what I'm doing and I listen to her. And I discovered her back in December when things in my life were starting to like go a little haywire, and she was like nailing everything that was happening to me and saying this is what's to come, and then those things would happen. And I'm just like, I don't know what it, I've never met this girl in my life, but for her, she's my sign. Like if I'm scrolling and I see her, I know I need to stop what I'm doing and just listen, because there's some sort of a message coming to me, you know? It's so bizarre.
Was that the same video that you were watching out loud in your house? And then even Matt was like, what?
Oh,
who
yeah.
is that?
Yeah, and so now we have a joke. Like, her name's Divine Kelsey. And
Divine Kelsey.
And he goes, is that Divine Kelsey? And I'm like, yep. And he's like, oh, what's she saying today? And so she doesn't come up every day for me. It's like, you know, maybe two or three times a week max. But when I get her on my For You page on TikTok, I stop. Anyone else, I don't care. Goodbye. Get out of here. But like for some reason, she nails it for me.
You know, doormats and TikTok videos.
Never know. This is the way of the future, you guys. This is how we start turning our lives around, through TikTok and doormats. Okay? You heard it here first. It's VIX 94.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, June 12th, and it is 6:03. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. It is so funny because I feel like every 5 or 10 years, there's something, some kind of debate that just takes over the internet. And you guys all remember the black and blue versus white and gold dress.
Oh my God, of course.
That was like, which one did you see?
I remember I would always see white and gold, and one day I saw black and blue and I was like, am I going crazy?
I was the same way. I always see white and gold, but one day, like, my eyes caught it at a weird angle and for a split second it was blue and black and then it changed back.
It's
was
the
so
weirdest
weird
thing.
Well, now there's a TikToker who has grabbed the internet's attention over the color of her chair, and you guys are going to see this today. It's going to be all over the place. In fact, we just posted it on our Facebook page if you want to check it out, and we actually want to know what you think. This happened in early June, and when her name is Kristen, she posted a video explaining that she was giving a chair away to someone and she thought the chair was gray, but Kristen always thought that the chair was blue. So when the person looks at it, they're like, this is a gray chair. She's like, no, it's not. It's a blue chair. So here's what she posted.
Is this chair gray or blue? Because I'm giving it away to someone and I'm sending pictures and I'm like, it's a blue chair. And they're like, that's gray. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's blue. And she's like, can you get more pictures? It's gray. And I'm like, okay, but my couch and my chair have always been blue. But now she's gaslighting me and I'm starting to believe it. I'm like, is it gray? Is this blue or gray?
So if you've seen the picture, what do you think? Is it blue or is it gray? We posted it on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. When you looked at it, what did you think?
Well, initially, when I saw the photos, because not only is she doing a video, but she did still photos. When I saw the video, I was like, that is definitely gray. No doubt about it. It's gray. And then she posts the still photos. And I said, oh my God, her chair is kind of like a light blue, not a light blue, but like a grayish blue. So I don't know what to decide.
I think it is 50 shades of gray, sis. It's, really? It's like, I think it's gray all the way. But I also, just judging from the lighting in the picture, think it's a lighting issue. I would not deny that maybe in person it looks more blue, but I think the lighting that she has going on and the fact that I think that she has some brownish things around.
Oh.
And I think that's influencing the color of the chair. I think it's changing the color of the chair.
Because what she's doing is she's selling a set. She has a one-seater chair and then she has a couch that's supposed to be together. She bought together the same color. But I'm telling you, sometimes the couch looks gray and sometimes the one-seater chair looks blue. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, see what you guys think if you see it. It's going to be the new what color is the dress thing for the day. You're going to see it everywhere. So you're hearing it now first. But yeah, I definitely think it looks gray in the pictures. And the majority of the comments I've seen agree that it looks gray.
Okay.
But again, I really think lighting messes with us big time.
I think too. I just want to know, is the lady going to buy it off her Facebook
marketplace? Does she still want it now? Or is she like, nah, I need a blue chair, not a gray chair.
The controversy of the chair may not want her to buy it.
We've got so much coming up on the show this morning. Coming up at 8:20 with Heads Up, we've got your tickets to see Shakira. She's coming to Allegiant Stadium. And we've got not only tickets to the show, but you'll be entered in the grand prize drawing for the chance to walk out on stage with Shakira. One of those things, those experiences that money can't buy. That's coming up this morning. More New Kids on the Block tickets for you. We'll play Beat Mercedes at 7. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Sabrina Carpenter just announced a new album, but fans think she may have had a little help from a certain blonde pop legend. The clues and more details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina Carpenter is trending this morning. I think a lot of people were kind of shook yesterday because Sabrina just announced her brand new album. It's called Man's Best Friend, and it is dropping on August 29th, exactly 1 year after Short and Sweet came out. Yeah, this is going to be her 7th studio album, and it includes her recently released lead single, Manchild. Now, this came out last week, and you and I were both like, Yeah. Has your opinion changed on it at all?
Not yet. What about you?
Yeah, I like it now.
You do?
Yeah, it took me some listens.
What made you decide
to
change?
I don't know. I think the more I listened to it, the more I felt it was like very catchy. And there's just, I don't know. I like it better now. Okay. I did not like it initially, but I grew to like it.
Do you think we're going to start playing it on the station?
We are playing it on the station.
We are.
We had a music meeting yesterday and we are playing it on the station now. So yeah, she made the announcement with a couple of photos on social. One of her just kneeling dramatically in front of the camera, and then one of a dog wearing a necklace that says man's best friend. Now, here's the big question. Is Taylor Swift on this album? Swifties are already in their clown era because...
I love how you said clown era.
I fully admit to being one of them. I read into everything and I think, oh, this is coming out, and then it never comes out. But they may be onto something with this. So the first clue was, so the exact same day that Sabrina announced this album, Taylor's official merch store changed its font. And they're now using the same one Sabrina's been using for this man-child era.
Huh.
That if you look at the S's, like the S in Sabrina.
Okay.
And then the S in Swift, they're the same S.
Okay,
and
I'm looking at it.
And she changed that.
Yes, it is the same exact like italicized cursive S.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so that was the first clue. Then the second clue... The email that Sabrina sent to her fans announcing Man's Best Friend had coffee rings on it. Like, that was part of the aesthetic. Like, there were some coffee rings, like, on a table. And that was the same as the email Taylor sent when she told fans that she bought back her masters.
Stop.
The coffee rings.
No way.
Yeah, coffee-stained Easter eggs.
What?
I see you. Yes, there's got to be something. I may be clowning again, but I really feel like there's something here. As for Sabrina... She sent fans that email saying she didn't plan on making an album, but that life was just really happening to her.
Right.
And so inspiration hit. She said this one came together really easily. It was like riding a bike, she said, and that she really leaned into the music that she grew up on. Stevie Nicks, Dolly Parton, Donna Summer, those kind of iconic, strong women. So... I just can't believe, like, she was the album last year, and boom, next year she's got another album. They usually wait a couple years for that.
Yeah, and people forget, like, Sabrina Carpenter has been around for a long time. She just had, like, her sixth album was Short and Sweet, right?
Now, yeah, so this is her seventh.
So I think, like, she's on to something here, but I just don't know... about the Taylor Swift thing. I've already been let down too many times by her.
I'm holding out hope. I'm trying to manifest something here. And that is what's trending. Oh. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Father's Day is on Sunday. And am I the only one that has this? Or do you guys have one too? Is there a song that when you hear it, it just reminds you of your dad? Like, maybe it was one of his favorite songs. Maybe it was a song that was playing at a memorable moment that you had with your dad. 702-364-9400. Does anyone else have a dad song? There is a Beatles song that I cannot hear without thinking of my dad. It's called In My Life. And if this song ever comes on, and it's rare, you don't hear this song very often, but once in a while, like... maybe in a movie or, I don't know, just randomly I'll hear it. It's like, oh my gosh. I just kind of stop in my tracks. And it was one day, I'll never forget, we were sitting in my kitchen. They were visiting from Colorado. We were sitting in my kitchen and he's like, come here. And I go over to the table and he goes, have you heard this song before? And he played it on his phone. And I was like, I think I've heard it before. And he told me very specifically, and this was before he got sick.
He said, really? It was
before he got sick.
Wow.
He said, when it's my time, I want you to play this song at my funeral. That was his request. It was so him. It was quiet. It was unintentional. It was just like, he didn't make a big scene out of it. He didn't announce it. He just said it to me just in a conversation. And when that time did come, we did exactly what he asked. And for a long time, Father's Day was really hard for me. You know, I'd see all the cards and the commercials and the cookout plans. And it was like a huge reminder of the loss. But over the years, I've just like started to use it as a day to reflect, not just like missing on him, but like how deeply he shaped me and who I am and what I value and how much I love my family. But that's the song. That's a song in my life will always take me right back to him. Does anyone else have a song? 702-364-9400. Something that instantly brings your dad to mind.
Oh my gosh, there's so many songs that remind me of my dad because he's a musician, but there's a specific song when it comes on, or even just like when someone says the name of the group. And me and my dad's favorite pastime when I was a kid, he would be like, especially during the summertime, he'd be like, let's go cruising. And we would just get in his car. It was like a Chevy Nova, but baby blue, 1962. And we would go around San Diego and he would always play the song Betcha by Golly Wow by The Stylistics. It's just such a meaningful song.
Classic.
Right. His favorite group of all time is Stylistics. He hasn't told me, and he doesn't really like to talk about when he passes, but I know, like, Stylistics would be the group that he would want at his celebration of life.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and stuff like that.
We're getting some texts here. What's the song that instantly reminds you of your dad? This one is from Jess. It says, my dad was obsessed with Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody was our family road trip anthem. He'd do all the voices, all of them. I mean, can you really go wrong with a little Bohemian Rhapsody? I love that that's your dad's song because it's not like a sad song, you know? It's more of like a fun, upbeat song. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Rosalind. Rosalind, good morning. What is the dad song for you?
Hi, honey. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. What is it for you, Rosalind?
Hi, this is Rosalind. My daddy loved Three Dog Night, and his favorite was Old Fashioned Love Song.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that song. I'm totally going to like look it up on iTunes now. Is it something that he was just a fan of, or, oh, do we have it?
We have the song, but not the hook. Here, do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Wait, what was the song you said?
Old-fashioned love song.
Okay, this is Three Dog Night. It's not old-fashioned love song, but it is a Three Dog Night song. Which one is this? Try a Little Tenderness?
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh.
You gotta try a little tenderness.
I wish we had the other one, though. Our Three Dog Night library is very slim.
Very true.
This one says, my dad was anything Neil Diamond. I love that.
Yep.
This one came in, Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's just, I don't know, music, it just plays such a big part in our lives, doesn't it?
It does, and it brings you back to those moments.
Yeah, I love it. Well, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. You're amazing, and the impact you have on this world, it's just immeasurable. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some sad news, especially if you grew up in the MTV generation. Former MTV VJ Ananda Lewis, she has passed away at the age of 52. Her death was confirmed yesterday by her sister, who took to social media writing in part, Lord, rest her soul. Lewis revealed in 2020 that she was battling breast cancer, admitting at the time that just due to a longstanding fear of radiation, she hadn't been getting regular mammograms.
Oh.
She started with MTV in 1997. She went on to host Total Request Live and Hot Zone.
Oh.
It's just such a big part of my experience with MTV. I always thought she was so good. And I just felt like she was so, she didn't have a gimmick. She was just straightforward and gave you music news. And I loved her so much.
Me too. I mean, I think of my days as a kid watching TRL and seeing her. And honestly, when I was a kid, I would confuse her and Aaliyah because they looked so similar.
I can see the similarities, yeah.
The hair, you know, just they're both beautiful. And just, I really admired what she did for people of color, too.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. So some sad news this morning. Also this morning, Starbucks, they are stirring things up with a new banana-flavored protein cold foam.
Mm.
It's currently being tested at just 5 U.S. locations. It's part of a bigger menu makeover, which they're calling the Starting Five. It's, it includes new drinks, croissants baked in store, and just a 30% trim to the overall menu. So they're really hoping this protein-packed pivot, I guess, will help rebound their sluggish sales. A lot of people have been, you know, skipping those daily Starbucks trips, and they're hoping this will bring customers back with something, you know, fresh. And so your morning latte may soon come with a side of gains if you're looking for it.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of drinks out there, especially at Starbucks. I mean, I walk away like $8 for a coffee.
I can't get myself to do it anymore. Like, if someone gives me a Starbucks gift card for my birthday or something, then I'll go. But I don't get anything fancy. I get a regular coffee with a splash of oat milk. That's it. I think the last time I got that, it was like four something. And I'm like, this is just dumb. This is just dumb.
Yeah. You know? I think I've gotten, like, maybe it was a pumpkin spice latte during the season, and it was like $6 to $7, I want to say, for either a grande or a venti. I don't remember.
Have you seen those videos on TikTok where people are like, don't waste your money on ventis? Okay. This blew my mind.
Is it a hack?
It's not a hack. Well, it's kind of a hack, I guess. But so this mom and daughter, the video I saw, and I know there's tons of videos out there. They got a tall cup, a grande cup, and a venti cup from Starbucks.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep. So they buy a venti of some like strawberry acai refresher or something, and they pour the liquid into the grande cup, and it goes in perfectly.
No.
They just left the ice out. Then they took what was in that grande cup, and they poured it, and it went perfectly into the tall cup.
No, they did not.
Like, not a drop overflowed. So they're basically showing that because of the circumference of the cups,
yeah,
that it's all the same size. You get the exact amount of liquid in a tall that you would get in a venti. The only difference is they put more ice in it to make it look like it's totally full. And I was just like, I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought for sure this, you know, was some hack. But it really, even the mom and daughter were like, oh my gosh, they were so upset.
The illusion of the cup makes it seem like it's bigger, but it's really not. And are we being scammed?
I know. Oh. It makes you wonder. So they have protein cold foam now if you want.
They're
testing it. They're testing it. All right. Finally, this morning, legend has it that in the early 2000s, Eminem and Mariah Carey were hooking up, and then something went really wrong. So that feud resulted in a bunch of diss tracks from Eminem and even a response from Mariah in the 2009 song Obsessed, right? So that was about, why is he so obsessed with me? Well, now a producer named Damian Young has revealed the insult that may have destroyed their relationship. It was when Eminem asked Mariah to appear in his movie, 8 Mile, as his mother.
Oh, no. No way!
Now, Mariah is only 4 years older than Eminem.
Oh, boy!
So, this producer guy says she did not like that blank at all. Her insecurities kicked in big time. I'm sorry, that's not being insecure. That's being factual. She's 4 years older than him. Give me a break. Don't blame it on her. I'd be mad too. Someone's like, yeah, you're 4 years older than you, but will you play my mom? No.
And like, not only that, if the rumors were true that Eminem and Mariah Carey were hooking up or they were dating, what in your right mind thinks that you would want her to play your mother in the movie that you're starring in?
Exactly. So Kim Basinger ended up playing Eminem's mom, which that made more sense. Mm-hmm. She's 19 years older than him.
And what an incredible acting she did in that movie, though. Like, I couldn't see Mariah. I could see Kim only.
Well, no offense, but I saw glitter and I couldn't see Mariah being in it either.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Gavin, you're caller 20.
Awesome. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Let's make this happen, Gavin. We want to give you a $225 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You just have to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. Are you ready to go? Are you feeling good this morning?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. I'm going to leave the studio and wish you the best of luck. You've got this. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Oh, nice. You said good luck to you, too. Mercedes is leaving the studio. We're going to bring the music down, and we're going to go over the rules of Beat Mercedes, Gavin. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now. I think he dropped.
He gave up.
Oh, my God. Well, what time? When did he hang up? At what time?
Like 15 seconds.
Dang. He gave up. We still got to play the game, though.
He said, screw it.
He gave up, I think. All right. Let's bring Mercedes in. We'll tell her what will happen. Mercedes, come in.
Well, we know who won this game.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, she's coming in. She's putting her headphones on.
Mercedes, guess what?
Can you guess?
Hello.
Can you guess what happened? Look at the phones.
Oh, no. Did he hang up?
He heard the song, and he hung up.
He gave up.
Is it that hard?
I wouldn't say it's hard. I mean, I think for Mercedes, let's see.
Maybe Mercedes will just leave.
So I'm done with the day. I won no matter what. I can take my time. I can sit back and relax and not stress out on this one.
You can sing.
Sing along. I mean, I can tell you at what time he hung up, but I think we could still play and see
that's in the rules that if they hang up, then the game is done. But yeah, just for giggles, let's give it a shot.
Okay, let's do it. Let's see how fast you can do it against yourself.
Okay.
The next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh my gosh, what is this? Oh, got it! Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Okay.
What is that? What is that? Is that the really real beginning of the song?
I guess so.
Now I get it. I get it, Gavin. I get it why you hung up.
Well, Gavin hung up around 15 seconds, even when the beat started coming in. But you stopped the clock at 9 seconds. So, of course, you won technically because he dropped out. So he kind of like, what would you say?
But that was right, right?
You were right.
Okay.
Heart of Glass by Blondie is the correct song. But man, yeah. I guess it intimidated him.
I mean, that is the weirdest intro of that song. I didn't know that was the real intro of the song. I'm kind of blown away right now. I was like, what am I even... Do you guys remember that popcorn dance?
Yes.
I thought you were playing the popcorn dance song. I was like, what is happening right now?
No, we wouldn't play that unless we do that for next week.
No, because I don't know who sings that. I guess I'll have to do my research. But there you go. I guess, you know, hey, Gavin, I don't blame you. This was a very weird intro to the song. But that means... The good news, $250 diamond pendant with Beat Mercedes. Right now it's Blondie, and it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like I have PTSD from something that happened to me yesterday. I can't get it out of my mind. Something really bizarre happened to me yesterday, and I... Like, part of me, I find myself this morning sitting here questioning if I did something wrong. Like, I don't think I did something wrong, but Will you guys tell me if you think I did?
Yeah.
So I went to get the mail yesterday, and I usually don't get the mail. Like, that's kind of like my husband's thing, but I was waiting on a package, and he was nowhere to be found. So I was like, I really want to go get this package. So I walked down to the mailbox, and I'm standing there, and I just opened it. And then, like, out of the corner of my eye, I see something moving. And I turn and I look, and it's this Doberman just sitting there in the on a front yard lawn. And I was like, oh, God. Okay. So I was just kind of quick, you know, just kind of move slowly. I've seen this dog before in our neighborhood, but it's being walked by its owner. And then I see it start walking towards me, and I tense up. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then it starts running towards me.
Oh, so it's unleashed.
It's unleashed.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. So now my body tenses up, and it's this 100 pound, I don't know how much it weighed, blur of adrenaline and and it's running at me in like a galloping way.
Yeah.
Like I can't explain it. But anyway, I froze. I was like legit thinking, is this how it ends for me? Like, and I start yelling, no, go away. And I was just trying to scare it to not come at me. I don't know what the deal is with this dog. I'm like, no, go away, go away. And then I see this guy pop out from like on the other side of the fence, and he goes, oh, he's nice, don't worry. excuse me. I'm like, sir, your dog just turned my fight or flight mode into fight, flight, or faint. Like,
yeah.
So I snap back. I just go, you need to get him on a leash. My God. That's what I said. And
ooh.
I said it like that. And he hits me with, you need to calm down. He's not going to hurt you. I'm like, really? Like, you see a Doberman running towards you as your first thing. No, like, don't get me wrong. I love all dogs, but that's a dog that if it's running towards me, I'm going to get freaked out, right? So meanwhile, the dog starts coming up, and it slows down, but it's still coming towards me. And it jumps up on me, front paws on me. And I'm like just standing there with my package in one hand. And I'm like, the owner starts walking towards me. And I was like, I go, can you please tell him to get off of me? Because I'm afraid to push him off. I don't know. He's going to think I'm attacking him
or
what.
Right.
So I go, can you please tell him to get off of me? And he's like, he calls his name, and the dog comes down, and he goes back towards him. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, I am so confused. The guy, he starts walking off, and I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I could swear I heard him mutter the B word under his breath.
To you?
Like,
or about you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what? And at that point, I'm scared. I can feel the tears welling up in my eyes. They're welling up in my eyes now as I'm telling the story, because I was really scared. And so I walk back home, and I come in, and then I see Matt, and I tell him what happened, and he's ready to lose his you-know-what. He's like, I know where that dog lives. I'm going over there. Like, are you sure he called you that? I was like, I'm not 100% positive. It sounded like it, but I'm not 100%. And I was like, just don't go over there, please. Like, I just don't want to deal with this anymore. But was I wrong for telling him what I said? Was I wrong for telling him, like, you need to get your dog on a leash? Like, I keep thinking about it and running back the whole event in my mind. And I'm like, did I deserve to be called that? Was I being unreasonable? And I get it. You have a nice dog, and that's wonderful for you. But I don't know if your dog is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? 702-364-9400. Did he have a right to call me that? Was I being ridiculous? I just said, you need to get your dog on a leash. My God. And then that set him off. Like, I was attacking him. But
no. Please,
your dog just ran up on me.
I mean, you have every right to feel this way, because you should be upset. If I was in your shoes, I would be upset. And I'm thinking about the owner and how dismissive he was to you. And like, calling your dog, oh, he's nice, doesn't
don't
give,
worry
don't worry
okay.
He's nice. No, you have every right to be upset. And not only that, if he truly called you the B word, then we have other issues there.
I can't say with 100% certainty that he did. It sounded like it, but it was like under his breath, like, what a. And then I was like, I'm not going to get into this, but I think, but I'm not 100%.
And as a dog owner too, though, like that is your responsibility to have your dog on a leash or at least be in an area so that you're able to either call them in and they're really good at recall. And then I think too, if this Doberman jumped on you, the training skills that he lacks. I mean, dogs should not be jumping on anybody. So not only is he unleashed, he doesn't seem trained. And for the owner to be dismissive, there are a lot of things wrong with this situation.
Well, I felt guilty because I did turn kind of like mean when it started coming to me. And I said, no, go away. And I feel like that offended him. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare I tell his dog to go away? Because I didn't want it to run towards me. And he's like, don't worry, he's nice. And I'm like, no, go away. And then I was like, you need to keep him on a leash. And I don't know. I felt like, okay, maybe did I do something wrong by being aggressive on that? I was just trying to protect myself, you know?
Could you have said something else to make it not as like, oh my God, maybe you could have
said.
But
is that on me?
No.
I'm literally like afraid to get attacked by this dog.
That's your reaction. That is your natural reaction. I'm not going to blame you for being upset. It's the fact that like, yeah, maybe he got a little bit offended about what you said and how you said it. But regardless, you have every single right to be upset. And that person really needs to think about the responsibility as a dog owner.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep like thinking of reliving it in my head, and I don't know, like, did I do something to deserve like him calling me that? Like, it's really bothering me. Mike, hey, good morning, what's up, what do you think?
Good morning. I have three dogs at home. They are always on leash. You are absolutely in the right. Dogs are unpredictable. That owner needs to keep his dog on a leash.
Do you find it offensive if someone tells you need to put your dog on a leash?
My dogs are always on a leash, and I tell others that, so I would wonder the same thing myself.
Yeah.
I hope that they would listen. They often will snap back at me when I tell them they need to be on a leash, but, you know, you do what we can do.
I just am worried this is going to turn into some weird, like, suburban turf war now, because we know where they live. I don't want to go to the mailbox ever again now. Like,
right.
I am, like, terrified about it, so I don't know. I just felt really, really... Like it didn't sink in what happened until late last night, early this morning. I'm thinking about it more and more. It was just really bizarre.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been put in that situation. It's not fair to you.
I know. Well, thank you for indulging me. I'm sorry. I just have been so off this morning because I keep thinking about it.
Like your life passed by.
I've been called a bee before, but like for that, I didn't think I deserved it.
I really hope he did it. Maybe it's like something you heard, and maybe he said something else. I really want to think the best of that.
Hey, and he has kids, and I'll remember them when they come to trick or treat at my house. You're gonna get the Hershey's with the almonds.
No, they're gonna get toothbrushes and toothpaste. That's what they're gonna get.
Almond joy coming your way. All right, let's do this. It's time to win. Time to play the Mega Minute. Your tickets right now to see New Kids on the Block. They are coming to Vegas. Their residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM is starting up here soon, and we've got your tickets when you conquer the Mega Minute. Not only that, you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is two barstool seats on stage and meet and greet passes. So caller 20 right now, you are trying the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions, 60 seconds. Answer them all correct in that time, and you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Marianne, you are caller 20.
Yay. Yay, that's awesome.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I hope so, yeah.
Okay, it's easy. I mean, it's not easy, but you got this. It's 10 questions, it's 60 seconds. If you get all 10 of them correct in that time, you are going to see New Kids on the Block, their new residency over at Dolby Live at Park MGM. You ready to do this?
I am. Let's go.
All right, Marianne, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
New Kids on the Block is made up of the members Donnie, Jonathan, Jordan, Joey, and who?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
What reptile is known for the ability to change its body color?
A chameleon.
Yes. June 20th is the official start of what season?
Summer.
Yes. The original Three Musketeers flavors were chocolate, vanilla, and what?
Nougat? No, pass.
Montgomery is the capital of which U.S. state?
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Montgomery. Pass.
Which two members of New Kids on the Block are brothers?
Johnny and Joey?
No. What does the letter E stand for in ESPN?
Oh my gosh, pass.
What novel starts with "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times"?
Gosh, pass.
What you?
This is the second time today someone has hung up.
Everyone's just like giving up mid-game. Like, I'm done. Marion, I don't blame you. I mean, it was going to be tough to come back from that.
She said, forget it.
These were tough questions in her defense. They really were. Let's go down the list here. New Kids on the Block is made up of the members Donnie, Jonathan, Jordan, Joey, and who? That would be Danny Wood. The original Three Musketeers flavors were chocolate, vanilla, and believe it or not, it was strawberry. That was the third flavor. Montgomery is the capital of which U.S. state? That is Alabama. The two members of New Kids on the Block that are brothers are Jordan and Jonathan. The letter E in ESPN stands for entertainment, and the novel starts with "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." That is A Tale of Two Cities. I would have been here forever trying to figure that one out.
I've been like Hamlet.
I have no idea. Moby Dick. I don't know. So that means caller 20, you are going to get these tickets. Two of them to see New Kids on the Block, The Right Stuff, a residency at Park MGM, and you'll be qualified for that grand prize. On stage seating, two bar stool seats, plus two meet and greet passes. Caller 20, you get it right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Tensions ran high in downtown Las Vegas last night. Hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets rallying against immigration raids and the current administration's push for mass deportations. The protests centered around the federal courthouse on Las Vegas Boulevard, where crowds grew large enough to force multiple street closures. Metro police, they were out in full force, and as the night escalated, officers deployed tear gas, flashbang grenades, rubber bullets to try to break up the crowd. Around 9 o'clock, Metro announced on social media that the gathering had officially been deemed unlawful assembly, citing what they called illegal activity among protesters. Not sure what that was, but a dispersal order was issued and several people were detained, though police haven't yet said how many or what the specific charges were. The head of the ACLU pushed back on the police response, saying that they were legal observers and they witnessed officers firing pepper balls into the crowd, and claimed that there was no clear expectation or explanation for declaring the protest unlawful in the first place. They say that they're going to be following up, but you know, the using tear gas and pepper balls is absolutely a First Amendment issue. So
I saw some of the videos. It looked scary. You know, when you like turn on the news and it feels like you're watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what we're living in right now, and it's really scary times.
Yeah, I mentioned this yesterday. My daughter right now is in downtown Los Angeles for training for her internship, and they closed off a section, a blockade, and her hotel is in that section.
Stop.
Yeah. So they ended the training early yesterday. They ended it early yesterday so they could get back to the hotel before they closed it off and the curfew was instituted. And she says she doesn't really understand. They're like, no one's doing anything. And she said, if there are protesters, they're just like peacefully protesting. She's like, I don't understand like why they're closing things off. Like, I'm literally in the middle of it and I'm not seeing anything.
Like, but nothing illegal. Like, no one.
The
is...
first night she said she heard like bangs, which I think were those flashbang grenades.
Yeah.
And tear gas. And then she said she heard sirens. And then as the nights have gone on, she's like, I don't know. Because, I'm worried. I'm like, is everything okay? She's like, really? She's like, there's nothing going on. And I was like, and you're supposedly in this like little blockade of it. And she's like, yeah. I don't know.
When does she get back?
Friday.
Oh, God. You still have till tomorrow? I'm sorry. Tomorrow feels like forever, especially during these times. I'm like, I think that it's so scary. And not only that, but just like, I think about the people that are protesting that want to share their opinion and get the word. Like, this is how we feel. And then to be getting tear gas, I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, if that's a right that you have to peacefully protest.
Yes.
But if things get out of hand, I do understand, you know, that the police have to step in. But I haven't seen that.
Me neither.
I don't know.
Is there something we don't know? We don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also this morning, according to a new survey, 85% of Americans say they do some wasteful spending. Frequently eating out is the most common thing that people waste the most money on, 38%, followed by impulse shopping online, that's at 34%, and frequently buying convenience food and drinks. Online ads or sales or discounts are the top triggers, though, for wasteful spending. Our peers are a trigger, and so is just emotional shopping.
Oh, our peers, like, come on, you can get it.
Everyone has one of these, and I'm specifically thinking about Labubus, and you're like, oh, everyone has a Labubu. I need a Labubu. I mean, it's I think that's my thing right now. It's like every night I go on the Pop Mart website just to see if I can get one, and it's not even like for me, it's just to help my friends out who are trying to get them. And if I get one, I'm like, hey, I got a Labubu on Pop Mart tonight, do you want it? Like, it just makes me feel good to be able to help them out.
How many Labubus do you think you have now?
I have like, I have the full set minus the secret of the macarons, so I don't know how many are in that, 7. Then I have the full set of the energies minus the secret, so I have 2 full sets. But I keep buying them because I want to get the secret. You know,
that's
why.
That's how they get you, Mercedes.
Yeah, and then so when I get duplicates, I give them to my friends or I sell them to my friends to have. But yeah, it's just I'm trying to get those darn secrets.
Do we have to have a sit down with the Labubus Anonymous
at some point? And then also throughout the day, does anyone else like that loves Labubus? Do you get that song in your head? That la boo boo, la boo la boo, la boo boo. I cannot stop.
Is that the song singing that you had Ramon put in our system?
It might be.
Let's see.
It's gonna be stuck in my head all day long. No, this is a different one.
What is this one?
This is still a la boo boo song, but it's not the one that I get stuck in my head. It's like la boo boo, la boo la boo, la boo boo. Have you not? Do you know Ramon, the one I'm talking about?
Let's see, Ramon.
Yeah, it was in my head the other day when Jackie posted that unboxing video of my son.
Okay.
She played it in the background, so all day I was like,
it's taken over.
Yeah, that one. It's cute.
I don't know about
adorable.
Cute. I don't know. I don't
That's
know.
Adorable.
If it's anything what they look like, then I have to disagree.
You're in the minority.
I am, and I'm okay with it.
Finally, this morning, if you could only have French fries from one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life, which place would you pick?
Jack in the Box curly fries.
That would be number one for you. Okay, what about you, Ramon?
Sonic.
Wow. I only think of tater tots. Regular French fries?
Regular fries.
Oh, maybe I haven't had them.
Okay, so a restaurant supply company, they analyzed Yelp reviews that mentioned fries across 21 major fast food chains. And before I get to it, they might have messed this up. I don't know. See what you guys think. The fast food place that scored the best with fries was In-N-Out.
Yes! Yes, well done too. Have you ever had well done fries from In-N-Out?
Only animal style.
Oh, those are pretty good too.
I've just had the regular ones, and I think In-N-Out does a lot of things right. Their fries, I don't think, are one of them.
I agree.
What?
I agree. I don't like the skinny fry stuff.
I just think they're just kind of mid. Like, I don't know.
Try them well done.
Maybe I have to try the, but The burgers are great, don't get me wrong, but the fries are
Yeah, that's why I get them animal style. That's the only way I can eat the fries.
Really?
I'm sorry, Mercedes, but this is coming from you who thinks Panera is fast food.
I'm sorry. Do you think I'm wrong?
I don't think Panera is fast food.
No, I'm not talking about that. You think I'm wrong about the fries?
Oh, I think you're wrong about the fries. I mean, personally, I think try them well done. Try them well done.
Yeah, I just think they're just soggy and they just like what is there to these fries? But they came in number one. Shake Shack is number two. Those are the crinkle cuts, right?
Which one is the
Shake Shack?
Shake Shack. Yes.
The crinkle they have cut. Good sauce too.
Yeah. I've had those a couple times. And then Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers is number three on the list.
Yes.
Now I'm really kind of shocked about the worst fries on the list. The five worst fries. Number one was KFC, which I don't think I've ever had fries at KFC.
Those are good. I like KFC fries.
Are those wedge cut fries?
Those are potato. Those are wedge fries, but I think they also had like the Cajun-y fries.
They got rid of potato wedges.
Oh.
KFC doesn't carry them anymore.
You used to work for them, didn't
Correct.
You?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay. McDonald's was number two.
Second to worst?
Yes.
That's insane.
No.
The McDonald's fries are good.
They're like in my top five. For I think sure. McDonald's for have sure. some of the best fries ever. I'm shocked. I think they're better than In-N-Out fries.
I think they're better than In-N-Out too.
I'm really surprised. Burger King came in at number three and Church's Chicken number four and then Popeyes. I don't know. I don't understand how McDonald's was so low on the list. I just think people on Yelp are not talking about how awesome they are because we kind of take those McDonald's fries for granted.
We do.
Poor McDonald's fries.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. You know, the dating scene, it can be really, really tough. And we hear about it all the time. And now there's a new trend that they say it's TikTok's latest budget hack. And it's called dating for dinner. Have you guys heard about this before?
Dating for dinner, huh?
So basically, users on TikTok, they're joking about it, but maybe it's real. They're referring to scheduling dates just to get a free meal. And a lot of people are planning multiple dates a week. And they're using this as this cost-saving strategy. And they're helping, it's helping them combat, you know, higher living expenses, all the bills that they have and stuff. So they say dating for dinner has become a new trend. And while I get the idea of wanting to save money, I can't help but feel sorry for the people who are just dating earnestly, hoping to meet someone, and then they end up with someone who's just using them for a free meal.
I mean, honestly, though, don't you think this is kind of brilliant in a way where, one, you're being cost effective, but two, what if you're doing both? What if you're multitasking? You're trying to get a free meal out of this date, but also, hey, what if I find the love of my life? I think this is kind of smart.
I feel like if you go in just looking for a free meal, you're not going in earnestly. You're not going in honestly. You're going in for an exchange of goods. You get my time and you give me dinner. And to me, while I'm sure it has happened before with people finding the love of their life that way, I don't know. There just seems like there's a motive behind it.
Oh, and like their intentions aren't good.
Yeah. And you're just looking for a free meal. Like, are you really into this conversation? Do you really care what I'm saying? Or are you just there so you can order your ribeye and baked potato and I'm going to pay for it? What do you guys think? I mean, do you think that dating for dinner is really smart? It's a great cost-effective way to get to go to restaurants and not have to worry about the bill. If you're footing the bill, how do you feel about that? Do you ever feel used when you go out on a date by someone who is just looking for that free meal ticket? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Maddie. Hey, Maddie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So you're currently like part of the dating scene. You're going out on dates. What's your take on dating for dinner?
Okay. You know, I know this is going to sound a little bad, but I do 100% date for dinner sometimes. I do.
What's your mindset behind it?
Okay. Well, like if I'm low on cash or if I haven't had time to grocery shop, like I'll just hop on a dating app before I leave work and I'll swipe around. And, you know, when a guy goes, hey, you want to grab a drink? I'll be like, I'm not a big drinker, but I love to do dinner. And then, you know, I'm not using them. They volunteered, right? So,
well, I mean, are you going in with the intention of this possibly being someone that you could date, or are you just going in because you want to eat dinner?
Well, it depends. I mean, I know within the first 5-10 minutes when I get there, they're a total like. And then sometimes they're like a total dinner, you know, but either way, I show up and I'm nice and I'm good company. We have lots of fun, but, you know, sometimes it's just better than making ramen at home, you know?
Well, hey, I mean, that's your MO. I gotta admit, I feel like it's a little heartbreaking that we've gotten to a place where some people feel they have to go on dates just to eat. But, you know, do you feel like there are real people behind these apps and that person is really looking to make a connection? And if you're there just to get your dinner that you're kind of doing, do you feel bad about that at all? Or are you just like, no, whatever, as long as I get my meal?
No, I don't feel bad at all because what if it worked out? What if we were connected and we like kismet and we like, you know, the meet cute and we fell in love, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't always happen like that. So how many dates have you been on that you just have dinner and then you're like, not another one. And then that's it.
Well, I'm guessing because you're still doing it, it hasn't worked out for you yet, right?
Well, I haven't found Mr. Right, but I found Mr. Right Now.
I appreciate the honesty for sure.
And I love how Maddie knows within like the first 5 minutes, like, oh, maybe I will like him. And then after that, she goes, oh, no, now I'm just using him as a dinner at this point.
I don't know. I guess I am way too empathetic. I just feel for the people on the other side of the coin who are thinking, oh, wow, this girl wants to have dinner with me. How cool.
Yeah.
Like this could be the one. And really, she, you know, hey, and everyone has to hustle. I don't want to sound like I'm coming down on her, but I feel for that other person. What do you guys think? Maddie's still on the phone. What do you think of Maddie's method? 702-364-9400. We're getting some interesting text messages here with their thoughts. We want to hear from you right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Let's reset here. There's a trend on TikTok right now that honestly, it says a lot about where we are with love and money. And it's called dating for dinner. And people are admitting that they're going on dates not because they're looking for love, but because they can't afford to buy groceries. And some people are booking like back-to-back dinners all week long just to avoid spending at the store. And we were talking to Maddie, who, God bless you, Maddie, for hanging on. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I hope nobody's judging me too much because I'm sure a lot of y'all have done this. Come on.
Well, there are some comments and I appreciate you hanging on. Let's see what some people think about this. Let's talk to Sarah, who has a comment. Good morning, Sarah. What do you think?
Good morning, Mercedes. I actually do date for dinner also, but I have a few rules in place. I usually will look during big conventions, and these foreigners come into town. All they want to do is have dinner with a pretty girl. They're not looking for love. I'm happy to take them out or have them take me out, dress to the nines, and get a really, really expensive dinner that I couldn't afford otherwise.
So how are you meeting them? On dating apps or?
Oh, yes. They're 100% on dating apps. And you can usually tell when a big convention's in town because they flood the app. And it's a bunch of foreigners. I've gone out with Australian bankers, UK tech guys, French physicists. And they always take me to the best places in town.
So would you consider yourself, and I don't mean this in a demeaning way, I'm just being like questioning, do you consider yourself like an escort?
No, because there's no kissing or sex or anything. They literally just want to have dinner with a pretty woman who can help the conversation.
Because that's what I always thought an escort was like you were there for the companionship of it all, but then like a prostitute was there for the whole shebang.
And Sarah, they don't like ask you to do more stuff, right? Like right after dinner, you're done?
Yeah. Oh, I they give me the option, like if I want to go out for drinks afterwards, sure. And then I go home at the end of the night. Nope. And then they keep in touch with me. I'm actually friends with a couple of them. So when they come back in town, they'll take me out another year.
Interesting. Wow. I mean, this is sounds like it's becoming kind of like a side hustle. Again, I'm way too empathetic. But if they're not looking for anything else, like, why not? I get it. Let's talk to Gabriel. You give us your perspective on this, Gabriel.
So, I mean, honestly, I kind of see where they're coming from. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, money's tight out here. It's hard out here. So, especially with setting it up beforehand, you know, oh no, definitely nothing's going to happen after this. You know, if we just, you know, connect again next year, it's, you know, a repeat thing. That's cool. But I really like the original perspective from Maddie, I think it was, where if you find love, you find love. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of the effect that dating already is at. It's just, you know, you're also getting a direct benefit out of it.
Getting a meal out of it. Yeah, I think that if both parties are totally cool with it, then why not?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But my take is, what if the one thinks like this is really something and the other's like, no, I just want to go to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Samantha, yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
I'm actually, it's a split kind of thing situation for me because I've been in situations where I've, you know, been on dates and I'm like, okay, yeah, this probably doesn't seem like it's going to go any farther, but I don't really consider it to be me dating for dinner. I'm so empathetic also. I'm very passionate. I'm a love girl at heart. I feel like it's kind of wrong to kind of just strictly date for dinner if that's your intention to begin with. I feel like honesty is like the biggest thing. If you're going to tell the person like, hey, I don't really see us really going any farther based off the conversation, but I do possibly want to see where this goes. Let's go for dinner. Maybe that can work. But
yeah.
If you're going in with some intentions of like, okay, yeah, this is just, you know, food at the end of the day. No, I don't think it's right.
I think, I mean, obviously honesty is key here. You
yeah.
know, you just got to be honest up front what you're looking for. Don't give any false hope. But if you're, yeah, I get it. Money is tight. At this point, it's not a date, though. It's like DoorDash with small talk, you know? Like, we should start that company. Jessica, hey, wrap this up for us. What do you think?
All right. So I know there's this dating service called It's Just Lunch. To like downplay the dating or whatever, that it's just something you can do on your lunch break or whatever to like take off like the stress of like making it seem like it's something more, but it's targeted at people that are working and busy. And it's just lunch and let it go from there.
That's a good way too. We're getting some texts. Let me see. Is Maddie still there? Maddie, are you still there?
I'm listening.
Okay, let me ask you this question because this just came in on the text line. Ask Maddie what she would do if she went on a date and then the bill came and the guy said, let's split the bill.
Oh, no. I would excuse myself and go to the ladies' room.
And never show up again, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you say you're going to buy me dinner and then you were like, no, I'm not buying your dinner anymore, then I'd be like, well, you know, that was your fault. You said you were going to do it.
I guess, yeah. If someone said, hey, I'm going to buy you dinner, but what if it was just like you assumed they were going to buy you dinner, they never said it, then I would be like, oh, yeah. So
I would be so furious. I would be like, well, first of all, we made it clear in the beginning on Hinge that they'd go on. And then I'm like, I see this in the chat. It would get real awkward, but I don't care.
I think there's, as long as you guys are okay with it, that's all that matters. But, you know, dating used to be about connection, and now it's about calories, basically.
Steak dinners, baby, coming up.
Let's do it. It is time to win. Thank you guys for all your calls. We really appreciate it. It's time to win. We are playing Heads Up right now, and we've got your tickets to see Shakira. She's coming to town. She's going to be at Allegiant Stadium on June 28th. And not only do we have these tickets for you right now, but we will get you into that grand prize drawing where you could have a chance to walk out with Shakira during her show. How cool would that be? So caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Kirsten, you are caller 20.
Yay. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Let's get you some Shakira tickets, shall we? We have two categories for you to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with junk mail or kryptonite?
Let's do junk mail.
Okay, perfect. This week is National Email Week. So these are all things that are associated with your emails, okay?
Okay.
Okay, six answers in 60 seconds is all we need to get, and those Shakira tickets are yours. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up, it starts now.
When you get email, you check your what?
Your inbox.
Yes. This is, I don't need this anymore. I'm going to put it in this box.
The trash.
Yes. This is, this email is about what? I put it in the what? Like, it's regarding this, so I put it, what it's regarding in the what? Not the email line, the...
The subject.
Yes. This is, I'm going to not send this yet. I'm going to put it in this folder.
Draft.
Yes. This pops up with my name and everything automatically. It's my what?
Signature block.
Yes. This is, I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, so there you're going to receive this type of message when you email me.
Away message.
I'm not here. Like, you know what? I'm going to pass. This is, if you want to email, but you don't want people to see who it goes to, you do this.
BCC?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Woo!
Oh, okay.
Kirsten, you got it. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
The one I passed on because I just thought it was going to take too long to get was out of office, like an out of office message. But it doesn't matter because we got it by the skin of our teeth, and you're going to see Shakira.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
That's going to be such a fun show, Allegiant Stadium on the 28th. And not only that, but get this, Kirsten. You're in the grand prize drawing where you could be one of the people that gets to walk out on stage during her show with Shakira.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Pick out a super cute outfit. You're going to look amazing. Congratulations. Yeah. It is such a cool grand prize. And make sure you are listening tomorrow morning with Heads Up because we are going to give you yet another chance to win these tickets and qualify for that cool grand prize. Hey, coming up at 9, your chance to win Battle for Vegas tickets with Who's Your Daddy? It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Nintendo's newest video game console is breaking sales records. The Switch 2, which was released last week, managed to rack up More than 3.5 million units sold in just 4 days. That makes it the fastest selling console in the history of the company. The Switch 2 retails for about $450. So it's definitely not cheap. Yeah, some stores are already out of stock on the console. I take it, based on your reaction, you did not get yourself a Switch 2.
I mean, I didn't even have the first Switch. So that's a lie. I did have the first Switch. We took it to the Philippines so we could use it on our flight. I didn't even touch the thing, so we returned it. Yeah.
Oh, Ramon, what about you? Did you guys get the new Switch?
I'm not allowed to buy one, according to Jackie.
But you wanted to?
I want one, yes.
You're not allowed.
Her reason is because we don't use the first one that much. She's like, so what are you going to do with the second one? I was like, to look at it.
To look at it.
I like seeing it.
Maybe you're going to get it for Father's Day.
Oh, that'd be dope. I doubt it, but that'd be dope.
My friend got two
How?
I don't know, but he's on social media bragging, and he goes, call me Nintendo Zaddy because I got two Nintendo Switches.
Wow. What is he going to do with two of them? Just play both of them? Sell one of them?
He's this huge Super Mario's fan, so I don't know what he's going to do with them. Maybe he has one for his, one at work.
There's only really one game out for it right now.
Oh, really?
Just the new Mario Kart.
That's it?
That game is the most stressful game in my life. I don't think I've ever played a more stressful game than that one. Especially,
why?
Have you played it before?
I've played it.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone has.
Rainbow Road. That to me, nothing else will make me more stressed out than Rainbow Road.
Oh, that's all you had to say.
And then even when I get on regular Rainbow here in town, I keep thinking of Rainbow Road and I just get so stressed out.
Watch out for the bananas and the turtle shells.
Oh my God.
Also this morning, let's talk about Britney Spears. She took a brief break from doing her videos of dancing in her little skimpy outfits, and she decided she's going to use that opportunity to go against her exes. Now, she has deleted the post, but Britney, she said, quote, I dated two bleeping complete bleeps. I'll let you fill in the blanks. She said, I realized I loved their dogs more than them, and I think it's because their dogs bowed to me every time I entered the room. Now, the guys were, of course, cruel humans that never even acknowledged me and never held my hand in the car for 6 years. I choose animals over people any day. She added that she's been feeling really defeated lately. I guess she had a bad week, she said. And she said she's so turned off by humanity and the way people have literally, she said, I have no words. There's no word on which two exes she was referring to. I think we can all speculate as much as we want, but who really knows?
I mean, I'm trying to think about her exes that had dogs specifically. And didn't Sam Asghari have a dog?
I don't know.
I'm trying to know.
I have no idea. Like, I never saw any of the exes with dogs, but girl's been through it, man. I don't blame her for being salty, not at all.
As long as she's safe with her sword dancing, then I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly. Finally this morning, the fact that a coffee and soda company did this poll makes it a little sus, I'm going to say, but it's hard to argue that this isn't true. The company that owns Keurig, Dr. Pepper, and a bunch of other brands, they released their first ever State of Beverages report, and they found that the most important drink of them all is, you guessed it, coffee. Ugh. It's the top beverage Americans say they cannot live without. 62% agree with the statement that my day doesn't start until I've had a cup of coffee. 69% agree that drinking coffee every morning is my happy place.
I mean, when that you get that first sip of coffee, there is nothing like it. It's like, that rush.
It's something, there's just a comfort in it for me. If I get sick, for some reason, my body just turns against coffee. And it's the weirdest thing because my brain wants it, but my body won't let me drink it.
I mean, you even told me because my stomach was feeling a little queasy. Was it Monday morning or Tuesday morning? I forget. And you're like, just don't drink coffee. And I'm like, too late. You're like, you're going to have to be rushing to the restroom.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that will always throw you off. But next to coffee, what's the drink that you can't live without?
I mean, of course, water. But lately, I've been switching out my Ritual energy drink for smoothies. And I feel so much better afterwards. I feel like my digestive system feels healthy. So honestly, I've been doing smoothies every day. And I think I don't know if I can live without it now.
For me, it's so bad for you. It's so, so bad. But It's like my guilty pleasure. I just love Cherry Coke Zero. Oh my gosh.
I haven't had one in forever, but right when you said it, I tasted it.
There's something about Coke Zero that I feel is far superior to Diet Coke. And so I feel like more restaurants should start carrying Coke Zero instead of Diet Coke.
Ooh.
I don't know if anyone is on board this. And yes, I know soda is bad for you and I don't drink it that often, but when I do drink it, like I'll ask the restaurant, I'm like, do you have Coke Zero? And I'd say 8 times out of 10, they do not. They'll say, we have Diet Coke. It's like, okay, fine, I'll have that.
What do you think is the difference? Like when you taste it between Coke Zero and Diet Coke?
I feel like Coke Zero tastes more like actual Coke than Diet Coke. Diet Coke has that like aftertaste to it. But do you drink sodas, Ramon?
I do not.
You don't? No. What's your go-to drink?
I don't want to sound boring, so I'll say like water, but with my hydration packet powder.
Oh, no. Like a liquid IV?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Ugh. Mission not accomplished. You sound boring.
Told you.
Mix 94.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and Sunday is Father's Day. And that means it is time to play a little game here we like to call Who's Your Daddy? Here's how it works. We're going to play a quick montage of 3 songs, each one by a famous artist who is also a dad or has a band member that is a dad. And if you can identify all 3 songs by artist and title, you are winning a pair of tickets to Battle for Vegas, just in time for Father's Day. This is happening on July 12th. It's the 6th annual. We're talking Team Jack Eichel for the VGK and Team Brock Bowers for the Las Vegas Raiders. Plus, you'll also qualify for the grand prize, which is 2 tickets to the Battle for Vegas sponsor party, which is really cool. Players show up, food, drinks. It's a lot of fun. So here's how it works. Let's play the montage. And then starting with caller 20, we'll start taking your guesses. Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Who is your daddy?
Oh.
That one was hard.
That was tough.
Let's play it again. One more time for good measure.
Yeah, maybe one more.
Do you know who the daddies are? Who is your daddy right now? We're going to start with caller 20 and take your guesses right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time to play Who's Your Daddy for tickets to check out Battle for Vegas. It's happening at the Las Vegas ballpark next month, and perfect gift for Father's Day. Let's get our first contestant, caller 20. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to tell us who's your daddy?
Yes.
Okay, let me play the montage for you just one more time so you can have a final listen to it. And then we're going to find out who are the artists and titles of the songs that you just heard. Here is the montage. All right, Laura, who's your daddy?
Post Malone Circles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
She's
listening. No, I'm sorry, no. It's not, no, it's Levine.
Okay. Sugar. Okay.
And then the last one is, can you play one more time for me? I'm so sorry.
I don't know if we could do it. We've given it to you four times, Laura. What's your final answer?
The final answer, the last one is?
We got to get an answer, Laura.
Okay, Justin Timberlake. I don't know. Justin Timberlake.
Aww,
I'm sorry, Laura.
Sorry, Laura. That is not the answer. That means we go to caller 21. Ashley, can you tell us who's your daddy?
Okay. So it's Post Malone Circles.
Okay.
Maroon 5 Sugar.
Okay.
And Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
That is correct!
Yay!
Do you know your daddies? Nice job, Ashley. Congratulations!
Thank you.
You are going to enjoy a great day, whether you want to give these tickets to Dad or you want to use them yourself. Battle for Vegas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. It is happening in July. Not only did you just get a pair of tickets, you also are qualified for the grand prize where you could be hanging out with some of the players from the VGK and the Raiders at the Battle for Vegas sponsor party. It's going to be so much fun, and you are in for free. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. We'll have another pair of tickets for you 9 o'clock tomorrow morning with Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know, something new is coming to the show, and I just want to give everyone a heads up before Monday rolls around and you're like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We have a new friend joining the show starting on Monday, and we're really excited. His name is Julian. He's joining the show officially next week. You may have heard him on a couple of months ago.
Yes.
He was in town, and he came in and hung out with us on the show, and just a really great guy. I was talking with him or texting back and forth with him last night. He got lost inside of IKEA. He called me.
This IKEA right here down the street?
Yeah. He got lost in there, and he made some friends who helped him find his way out.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so he made the pilgrimage to Vegas. And I was thinking about when I first moved here and just the culture shock. You know, I didn't exactly feel like, welcome to Las Vegas. It was like, whoa, this is a different place.
Really?
Now, did anyone else feel that? If you're not born and raised and you moved here, what was the biggest culture shock that you experienced when you moved to Las Vegas? Like, you know, this city doesn't mess around. You know, it kind of slaps you in the face. Here's a $400 power bill. Boom.
Mm.
You know, and it's July. It's 117. Boom. You know,
yeah.
It's like, whoa, I did not expect any of those things. What was your biggest culture shock if you moved here? 702-364-9400. For me, it was definitely the summers. I came from Colorado. Our hot summers were like 95. That was, and that was brutal, especially because my mom's house does not have air conditioning.
Oh,
so,
no way.
Yeah. But we would just open the windows at night and it would cool things down. It was totally fine. So that was a big shock. I think for him, that's going to be a shock because he's coming from Seattle. And then I think the other shock is going to be like how expensive it is to register your car.
Oh my God. Yes.
I don't know what it's like up there, but I just think that's going to be a huge shock. 702-364-9400.
For me, when I moved to Las Vegas, the thing that shocked me was actually the strict water rules, like scheduling water at only certain times and seeing a ton of fake grass because I'm from California, you
yeah.
know, tons of greenery. And so, of course, we're in the middle of the desert. I'm not dumb. But I knew when coming in, I'm like, you guys have water cops? There's people that patrol around with like their little Southern Nevada Water Authority
cars. Oh, and they
cars?
Are like brutal. They don't mess around at all. They don't give you second chances. They're like on it.
And then there's like programs to like kill your actual grass and then trade it in for fake grass for money.
Yeah, they want to pay you to get rid of your grass.
That was so weird to me. I was like, okay, well, I see you. I get it. But it's like, that was a culture shock for me.
And we're getting some texts here at 702-364-9400. This one says, I think the biggest culture shock for me was realizing that going to the strip is something locals never do. When I first got here, we would always go hang out there, and then I realized that this place is not for me. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you work there, you work there. That can definitely be a culture shock. This one is from Tammy. It says, I think finding out HOA rules are stricter than airport security in Las Vegas. The HOA.
I've never heard HOA so much in my life than living in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Is it like that everywhere or is it just here? Because the HOAs can be so ridiculous sometimes. Huh. I don't know. Let's talk to Brittany, who is actually from Seattle. So this is the perfect person to ask. Brittany, when you moved here from Seattle, what was your biggest culture shock?
That no one drinks the water from the sink.
You guys drink, people from Seattle drink water from the faucet?
Yes, and it's so good.
What? Really?
Ew. I can't even imagine.
Honestly, now that you say this, Brittany, I remember we would drink faucet water in Colorado too.
No
like,
way.
Like, oh, I need something to drink, and I just go and turn it on. It is Rocky Mountain spring water. Like, what was I going to do? There's nothing better than that.
Ugh, I couldn't imagine. I'm from San Diego, so everything I felt like was polluted.
Oh, now that you're going to Lake Mead. Oh, there's a finger in my water.
From the 1950s.
Denise, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. What was your biggest culture shock when you moved here?
Oh, so we moved here with our three little kids. We're driving down a highway. Do you remember that billboard with the beautiful row of women with their butts hanging out?
Yes. I think it said no ifs, ands, or.
Yes. Oh, my God. I was mortified. I'm like, how do I explain this? This is so bizarre.
Wait, who put up that billboard? Do you guys know what company that was?
Was it for, like, the Riviera? Or what was it for?
I don't know. It was so. Like, it took my breath away when I saw it. I'm like, oh, my God. And my kids, Mom, what? Because they were from Indiana. This is not something that you see in Indiana.
No, Denise, I can still hear the trauma in your voice. It's still there.
You're right, Mercedes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.